It's the hour of round table. A recent survey from Deezer, that is a music streaming service in France, it suggested that people stop discovering new music at just 30 years old. That's quite shocking, actually. So, is it true? Let's look at the study.
Well, it looks like the survey was carried out. About 1,000 Brits were asked about their, you know, musical preferences and listening habits, and 60% of them reported being in a musical rut, only listening to the same songs over and over again, while just a quarter said that they wouldn't be likely to try new music from outside of their preferred genres. And the peak age for discovering new music is, the results suggested, only 24. So this is about 75% of the respondents said that they listened to about 10 new tracks a week, and 64% said that they sought out about 5 new artists every month. And after that, the results pretty much tend to peter off from there. So it looks like 24 is the age where a lot of people are looking at new artists. They're very open, very curious. But after that age, people tend to kind of stick to what it is that they know, what they like, and they get what I call musical tunnel vision, where they're just not very open to what else is out there. And I have to say for myself, I unfortunately fall into this category.
I'm above 30.
I'm just so closed with other artists. You know, I have this feeling like I grew up in a time where the best has already performed. Michael Jackson, you know, in the hip hop realm, you had like Tupac Shakur and Notorious B.I.G. And then in the rock genre, you had Soundgarden and Audio Slave and Linkin Park. And so for me, these guys were original. They had their own sound. And nowadays I hear a lot of kind of copying, and the originality is just isn't there. So for me, I got that tunnel vision, and I'm really trying to combat it, but it's tough.
Can I just add one thing, please?
Please do.
I love Michael Jackson, like to the core.
The best.
Yes, he's the greatest in my mind. And these days when you hear all these new artists, a whole string of them, and what I hear is Michael Jackson and is a discounted version of him. And I sometimes wonder whether it is that I am not open enough for new things. So I think, oh, the things that I grew up with is the best, or is it something else?
I don't know. I think it's totally up to you. I mean, I've always been a cynic when I was young, so I didn't listen to music. All I listened to was language training materials, like listen to this, things that would help me improve my listening abilities
in English
language. Wow. So I didn't listen to any music at all.
Did you say you didn't listen to any music?
I didn't listen
Not
to...
Not even Backstreet Boys?
I
have friends
Backstreet Boys.
Learning English by listening to Backstreet Boys.
I guess I just wasn't raised in a music aware family. I mean, none of my family members listened to music, although I had a record player, but it's been broken since I know it. So I don't know. I don't have the gene for music, but surprisingly at the age of 30, I started exploring. That's the age when I started using Apple Music on my phone. And also, I think I'm still exploring for new music. I mean, you know, coincidentally, just earlier today, when I went into shower, I shuffled my playlist, and the first one to hit was Frank Sinatra. And I realized how bad I hate Frank Sinatra now that I've listened too much of him, and now that I decided I should look for something else.
Oh, you're hurting my feelings here. I love Frank Sinatra.
I loved him. I loved him so much, if it's any compensation.
But research suggests that we listen to the same songs over and over again because of musical nostalgia. So it puts us in a place where it brings us back to a good time. And the journal Memory and Cognition found that music had a very powerful effect on the mind to evoke memories, conjuring up old echoes of the past at school or university.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what it does for me. It brings me back to really the golden age of my life, so to speak.
I think that applies to me too. I didn't listen to music deliberately, but from time to time, when you go to a barber shop or when you go to a supermarket, you get to hear people playing music. And even for me, when I hear those oldies, I do feel comfortable listening to them. I'm thinking for someone who wasn't into music at an early age and to still be able to enjoy the music that was shared at that age, it must have been something else other than music. I'm assuming this, I was listening to nostalgia rather than music itself.
Yeah, it's like the other day when after dinner I passed the square and there was a lot of older ladies. yeah, and I saw them dancing in the square and to the music that was from the 1960s, I suppose. That was not music that I would ever want to put on my playlist, but they were having fun, and I think they were reliving their youthful days, and that's possibly why we love the music before the age of 30 so much. And that's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.